WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In a summer of few movie comedies, critic John Power says he's glad there's Honeymoon in Vegas.
A good movie comedy doesn't simply make us laugh. It's buoyant. It keeps our spirits afloat from beginning to end, even when the jokes are sinking. And that's precisely what happens in Honeymoon in Vegas. Nicolas Cage is Jack Singer, a New York private eye who can't bring himself to marry his girlfriend Betsy, played by Sarah Jessica Parker. Finally, they do fly off to Vegas for a wedding. But before they can get hitched, Jack gets taken in a poker game by a professional gambler, Tommy Corman. Now Corman, played by James Caan, has gotten a glimpse of Betsy in the hotel lobby, and she's the spitting image of his dead wife. So he proposes a deal. He'll forgive Jack's debt if Jack'll loan him Betsy for the weekend. Jack agrees, unhappily, of course, and then discovers that Betsy and Tommy are about to fly off to Hawaii.
Only for a few days!
Come on, you're so, like, blithe about this all of a sudden. Like, you don't give a damn!
Of course I give a damn, but this was not my idea, okay, Jack? Poker was not my idea.
Would you please stop crucifying me with this?
See my bag?
He's gonna jump all over you the second he gets there.
Oh, then I'll let him, please, Jack. Give me a little credit.
He'll overcome you. I mean, what happens if you start screaming? It's like a jungle over there! He probably has servants and bodyguards, and believe me, they will drag you!
His son is gonna be there, Jack. His granddaughter, Tiffany, will be there.
She knows the kid's name already.
She does indeed. And even worse, she starts becoming attracted to Corman. You see, he didn't want her for sex after all. He's genuinely love-struck. He really wants to marry her. And she responds to his ardor, even as Jack frantically chases her from Vegas to Hawaii and back again. If you've seen Nick Cage in Vampire's Kiss, Moonstruck, or Wild at Heart, you already know he's the funniest actor of his generation. And as Jack, Cage gives another hilarious full-court press of a performance. He slouches and rants, clutches his forehead, goes dashing from place to place like Wile E. Coyote. There's a touch of the wounded beast to Cage that gives him his special charm. He's both cartoonish and warm. No easy trick. I kept thinking, if Cary Grant had been an orangutan, he would have been Nick Cage. That's meant as praise, by the way. The other stars fare less well. We never buy the romantic chemistry between Betsy and Corman. The main culprit is James Caan, who turns Corman into a menagerie of facial tics. This makes for some laughs, but ruins him as a romantic figure. The guy wouldn't have a prayer of winning over Betsy. Not that she is much more than a male fantasy. In L.A. Story, Sarah Jessica Parker turned a bubble-headed roller skater into a real charmer. She stole that picture. Here she's got very little to do except be the shapely corner of a love triangle. Honeymoon in Vegas was written and directed by Andrew Bergman, whose last movie was The Freshman. This new picture isn't that good, but it's crawling with the cockeyed marginalia that is Bergman's trademark. There's a running joke about Elvis impersonators, a droll cameo by basketball coach Jerry Tarkanian, even a sly swipe at Marlon Brando's Polynesian pretensions. Brando, you see, gave Bergman a terrible time when they were making The Freshman together. Honeymoon in Vegas is ephemeral summer fun, but it does capture the headlong goofiness of love. You'll walk from the theater in a giddy mood that'll stay with you the whole evening, even if you're already married.
John Powers is a cultural reporter for LA Weekly and writes about movies for New York Magazine.